KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 58 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today with a chance of showers this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening unanimously passed a resolution approving the designs for the district athletic facilities and the release of bids, which will take place August 28th. Bids will be received until 2 p.m. September 26th, at which time they'll be open and publicly read in the Atlantic High School Media Center. There will be 1 week to review the bids and possibly work with the lowest bidder to make any changes. In the event the bids come in over budget, action will be taken on the bids at the board's regular meeting at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd. Voters of the school district approved a $9.5 million bond for the athletic facility improvements, but earlier this year, the planning committee and board elected to install a high-grade synthetic turf instead of natural grass, which increased the engineer's estimate at that time to $10.1 million. The committee said they would solicit donors and find other ways to reach at least half the $600,000 increase, with the intent to raise the entire difference. At last night's meeting, FRK Principal Architect Tom Mullen said the engineer's estimate for the project is now $10.5 million. However, the current final figure won't be known until the bids are received. Slater engineer Dave Sturm spoke about the current plans with regard to the Trojan Bowl project.
We are replacing the concession stand on the northwest corner, the home bleachers, the visitor bleachers. We also have an athletic surface turf on this field. If you recall, we had discussed lowering the track down to the elevation of the field turf and then having a 4-foot high retaining wall with a sidewalk that wraps around the entire facility with the ramps that go down to like a zero entry type on the north and also on the east side for right now is how that is laid out.
Sturm said, due to the slope that we had on the east side of the Trojan Bowl, if you recall how it falls off, we don't necessarily need the wall on that side, he said, so it's kind of a cost-saving measure. About two-thirds of it is completely elevated still. The district saved $250,000 by removing a portion of a planned 4-foot-high retaining wall. The field itself will be elevated and the track lowered, putting the bleachers 4 feet above the field level on the visitor's side and about 8 feet above the field on the home side. The bowl effect would be more evident on the home and south side of the field. Board member Jenny Williams said the changes agreed upon by the facilities committee, including the use of the synthetic turf, all comes down to how safe the playing field is.
The cost came in when we added the turf, it completely kind of changed what it was going to cost and what it was going to look like. And so we kind of had to weigh the costs, the safety involved.
Yeah, so there was discussion
after
about
long, many discussions, just kind of decided that would be the best way to go.
Board Vice President Christy Pellett said while she respects the decision of the facilities committee, she has some concerns.
Yeah, I just have that concern of the integrity of what we presented with the barn issue, and it was not, I heard you say, because of the turf. Well, that was not what we presented, and that's changing what we are receiving here. I'll just say that. I don't want to stand in the way of things moving forward, but I do have that concern.
Williams said the changes will be appreciated by the public.
I think that after several lengthy conversations, you know, we all decided that the finished project, when you walk in there, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's not exactly what the plan was, but sometimes plans have to change. The turf came in, we thought it was going to be $600,000. After all the grading and everything, it's going to be more than what we thought, you know. So I guess in the end we all decided that when the product is done, I'm not sure that anybody's going to complain about it when they walk in there. It's still the Trojan Bowl, you know. It's just going to be a little bit different than what we thought.
Pellett said, I respectfully disagree.
We promoted this as we were trying to achieve safety for our kids. I'm not sure whether turf does that. Maybe it does. But so the additional costs are because of adding the turf, not because of what the original intent of the bond issue was.
Elsewhere in the news, a traffic stop at around 9:40 p.m. Wednesday in the Adams County town of Carbon resulted in the arrest of a Lennox man. 34-year-old Lincoln Calvin was taken into custody for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office said three people were arrested on drug charges Wednesday morning. 38-year-old Anthony Knupp of Ottumwa and 28-year-old Misty Dawn Jordan of Plattsburgh, Nebraska, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia just after 7:20 a.m. at Levi and Mahaffey Roads. Their bonds were set at $300 each. Earlier at around 3 a.m. Wednesday, Franklin Eugene Bay was arrested on the same charge during a traffic stop on I-29. His bond was set at $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Richard Tibken, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Tibken will be today at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Reva Haskins, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday. A visitation for Reva Haskins will be this evening from 4 until 8 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Carol Edick, age 74, who's formerly of Carson, died Monday in Missouri. Memorial services for Carol Edick will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Roberta Wepler, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Roberta Wepler will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Salix Methodist Church in Salix. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Bernice Barat, age 98, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July 12th. Funeral services for Bernice Barat will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Hazel Weston, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Weston will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Pauline Mogensen, age 86, of Avoca, died August the 5th. Graveside services for Pauline Mogensen will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kenny Waters, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Kenny Waters are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. Services for Dorothy Peters are currently pending at Recon Funeral Home. And Dorothy Joan Alf, age 86, of Sun City West, Arizona, died August the 10th. Funeral services for Dorothy Alf are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.